what your doctor's in mind to. You sing. You love me, and I love you, and everything I need is somewhere
need to wake up. Amen. 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 Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. For those of you who are joining via YouTube and Facebook, we got a lot of people in the house. They're all smiling and getting themselves together, but we're ready to start service. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Amen. 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 So we are going to prepare our hearts and minds. And for those of you who are participating online, you have tuned in to Taylor Tabernacle Church in West Philadelphia. We are a Bible-based church. Amen. The Word of God is preached here. And our pastor is Jonathan E. Ford. Amen. Amen. So let's shake off everything that's been bothering us and on us. I'm actually going to read the scripture first today, and then I'm going to pray. Just want to read the scripture first because I want to hear the word of God first. Amen? Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms. I'm going to read Psalms chapter 8. So if we could all stand. And I have my trusty blue letter Bible pulled up. Yes. Amen. Oh, they want me to read a different Psalms. Okay. Okay, because I was going to read that one. It'd be good. Psalms 63. Okay. Amen. We still going to do what we have to do. Psalm 63, which is what I'm going to read now. The title, again, for my blue letter Bible is The Thirsting Soul Satisfied in God. Amen. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 5. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that word. That as we are thirsty, we should thirst for you. Hallelujah. That you shall provide for us every day. That you shall watch over us every day. Thank you, Christ Jesus, for you said you would do it, and you have. Hallelujah. You've kept our family safe. You've provided for us. You've made ways for us. And Lord, when the things of life have overwhelmed us, you've given us comfort. That as we pray earnestly, the worry just melts away. That as we seek you earnestly, all of a sudden we feel safe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being ever present. That no matter what has been going on, you are the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for whatever uncertainty is out there, you have been certain. You have been true. You have been steadfast. Lord, we thank you for always making your word available to us. You've taught it to us. You've had it preached to us. And you've had it published on paper and online. That when we need you, you've given us a device or a book that we can seek you. And whatever is going on, oh, the calmness of your word. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Lord, strengthen us that we would witness to others as to the calmness and peace that you provide. That whatever they're going through, we could say, come see a man. And you would have already put in us the exact scripture that that person needs. That you would be glorified. We thank you, Lord. Bless our pastor this morning and anoint his mouth to deliver your word. For we need your word this morning. We need it written on the fleshy tables of our hearts. So anoint him to give it to us this day. That we would have joy in your presence and delight to be with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I see Sister Leah back there. Again, I got the typo on the sheet, but when I see some singing, I want to hear some singing. Amen. Amen. Our Sister Leah is going to come forth. And then after that, we will have our pastor bring the prepared word. Amen. Amen. Can we give her a hand? Hey, we're always blessed. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So glad to fellowship with you all once again this morning and just really thinking about the love of God and how, you know, this past week, yes, the world acknowledged day of Valentine's Day, but we know the love of the Lord each and every day of our lives. And his love is so massive. And we're so grateful for how the way that he loves us. He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions, eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Oh, and oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us, how he loves us so. Oh, he is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane, and I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions, eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. how he loves us, how he loves us, oh, oh, he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves, he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves us, oh, how he loves. Yes, let's sing it together. He loves, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, one more time. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning and God bless you. Happy February 19th, I guess, is the day's date, and what a joy and real pleasure it is to see all of your faces again. First, let me start by thanking our sister, Leah Reed. Let's thank God for her lovely voice. Thank God for her contribution to the worship experience this morning. I also want to thank God for each of you, for those that remember my birthday on last Sunday, for every card, every text, every letter, call, all of it. Thank God for you and for your well wishes. Amen. Above all, thank God for another year, right, that the Lord has kept me and has brought us. I know I am grateful for it. I got a wonderful gift from the church on last Sunday. Somehow they managed to get it to me, although I wasn't here. And it was a fantastic Eagles football jersey. Amen. Yes. Yes. And, what a great picture you guys took after service, on last Sunday. I wish I was here because I could have worn my jersey, but I wasn't. And, unfortunately the guys came up a little bit short, but we're still here. Amen. So thank God for that. I wanted to just acknowledge all of you and your kindness before going any further. Okay? Now, with that, we're back at it again. We're continuing our walk through the book of the Song of Solomon. Amen. If you have heard a sermon or anything out of the book of the Song of Solomon in the last 10 years, please raise your hand. Okay, well, I know y'all saying, oh, the first Sunday, you said, but besides that, nevertheless, this is my attempt as your pastor to cover a book of the Bible that is often looked over from a preaching perspective. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to preach through the text, but I'm actually going to be accompanied by my wife, Jemay, and we are going to do a dramatic reading of the text, if you will. But in the way of an exposition or overview, I'll share this overview with you. Also, electronically, you should have received the outline, the three-part outline, just kind of breaking down the book of the Song of Solomon from an overview perspective. Hopefully you had that electronically. If you don't, please let me know and we will get you a copy of that. Amen.
Hey, so here we go. It says, the two people who dominate this true life story, this dramatic love song, if you will, are Solomon, whose kingship is mentioned five times and appears in the subscript of the text as the beloved. Then there is the Shulamite woman, who is somewhat obscure. We're never given her name, only where she's from. She's an unknown maiden from Shunem, which is 3 miles north of Jezreel in Lower Galilee. Her family may have been employed by King Solomon, and she would have been Solomon's first wife before he sinned by adding 699 other wives and 300 concubines. Okay. He started out good and then end so good. Minor roles also feature several different other groups. First are the daughters of Jerusalem, who might have been part of Solomon's household staff. Secondly, there are Solomon's friends, his buddies. And then thirdly, the Shulamite's brothers. The marriage affirmation that is found in chapter 5, verse 1, which we'll cover today, would most likely be God's blessing on the couple's union. The setting combines both rural and urban scenes from Palestine's. Portions take place in the hill country of Jerusalem, where the Shulamite lived and where Solomon enjoyed prominence as a vine grower and shepherd. The city section includes the wedding and afterwards at Solomon's home in the city of David, Jerusalem. Solomon's ancient love song exalts the purity of marital affection and romance. It parallels and enhances other portions of scripture, which portrays God's plan for marriage, including both the beauty and sanctity of sexual intimacy between a husband and a wife. The Song of Solomon rightfully stands alongside other classic scripture passages, which expands on this theme being God's plan for marriage. For your reference, if you're taking notes, Genesis 2:24, the entirety of the 45th Psalm. Out of the book of Proverbs, there's chapter 5, verses 15 to and including 23. This next one is a wonderful passage, and I often use it or recommend it for singles. People who are Christian singles, all of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, but specifically for the marriage portion is verses 1 through 5. But if you are a Christian single, you need to read and be familiar with 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Added to the witness is also 1 Corinthians chapter 13, obviously the love chapter, Ephesians chapter 5, okay, very familiar. Verses 18 through and including 33, and then also Colossians 3:18 and 19, and then lastly 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. Okay, so just some added context for you regarding God's plan for marriage. The first Sunday we talked about the first section, if you will, the Song of Solomon. It is outlined and noted as the courtship, or what we call the leaving phase, and that's chapter 1 through and including chapter 3 up to verse 5. It talks about the lover's remembrances, the lover's expression of reciprocal love. In the first of three major sections of the Song of Solomon, 32 out of the 39 verses are spoken by the Shulamite woman. It has brief interludes by her beloved and also the daughters of Jerusalem. This portion most likely represents her remembrances of past events combined with desires of her heart to marry the king as she anticipates her arrival, his arrival to take her to Jerusalem for the wedding. On the first Sunday, I gave each of us a homework assignment for those that are married or in long-term relationships. You and your spouse should look at some old pictures, hard copy or electronic, and remember some of the good times in your relationship. In addition, you had another assignment to pray for your marriage. Okay, by a show of hands, both in the sanctuary and online, how many folks completed their homework assignment? Good. Okay, I see a couple hands. Okay, good. Okay, good, good. Okay, well, good. Glad you did it. Always, always a good thing to remember the good times. Amen? Section 2, which we'll cover here today, focuses heavily on the wedding and what we're noting as the cleaving part of the engagement in the marriage relationship. And we'll be reading from Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 6 through and including verse 5. Okay, this particular section will talk about the kingly bridegroom, Solomon, the wedding night and first night together, chapter 4, verses 1 down through including chapter 5, verse 1, and ultimately God's approval of the marriage in also verse 1 of chapter 5. This second major section portrays the king actually coming for his bride and their return to Jerusalem. It highlights the wedding and the couple's consummation of their union. Unlike the previous section, in this section, Solomon does most of the speaking, covering 15 out of the 23 verses. And here's your homework assignment for this week, okay? You and your spouse, watch your wedding video or look at wedding photos from your wedding day. Okay? Can we do that? Again, you and your spouse, either watch your wedding video, if you did a video of it, or look at wedding photos. I'm sure you have some. May have to go in the basement to get them, but you have some. And just recall your wedding day. Okay? And again, use this week to pray for your marriage. Okay? Okay, I think that does it. Again, thankful Sister Lillian for decorating the pulpit and the aisles with rose petals and flowered stars. Trying to set the scene here for you guys. Hey, I'm going to have Jemay come and join me. And we're going to do this dramatic reading, okay? And again, this is going to be it for Sunday. There's no, after this, we're going to have the benediction and we'll be out of the way. This is just Song of Solomon. It's an actual song, okay? So we're not going to do any expositional presentation. That's why I gave you the outline of the Bible. So that you can read it. But it was actually written as a song between lovers. Okay? And so with that, let me get my notes. And this time around, after some good feedback, we're going to read it out of the Message Bible. Okay? Hopefully it'll sound better than reading. I think last time we were doing it out of the King James text and didn't go so well. But thank God we're going to read it. So if you're following us, chapter 3, verses 6, and we'll go down to chapter 5, verse 1, and we're going to be reading out of the Message Bible. Okay? All right, great. Well, let's have a word of prayer before we start, and then we'll go into it. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that we have on this another Lord's Sunday morning to be gathered in this place and gathered, most importantly, around the Word of God. Thank you for this wonderful love song tucked into the canon of Scripture in all of the great books of the law, books of history, and books of poetry that you put in this love song so that we might know your affection for and your desire for happy and healthy marriages. Thank you for giving us your blueprint so that our marriages on the earth might reflect the marriage that will take place in heaven. So open our hearts and ears. Give us sensitivity to the word of God. Bless Jermaine and I this morning as we attempt to read your word. This we ask in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. And so Jermaine and I have been having fun with this text. One I'm grateful for because I asked her to participate with me and she was willing. She said, sure, I'll do it. And so when we think about it, basically when we're getting on each other's nerves, I'll refer to her as the Shulamite instead of her name, Jermaine. So none of our kids, Jackson and Jacob, know what we're talking about. Like, go call the Shulamite woman. Tell her to come down here. They have no idea what we're talking about. But hopefully you will, because what? You have read the Song of Solomon. Okay. So here we go.
What's this I see? Approaching from the desert, raising clouds of dust, filling the air with sweet smells and pungent aromatics. Look, it's Solomon's carriage, carried and guarded by 60 soldiers, 60 of Israel's finest, all of them armed to the teeth, trained for battle, ready for any time. King Solomon once had a carriage built from fine-grained Lebanon cedar. He had it framed with silver and roofed with gold. The cushions were covered with a purple fabric, the interior lined with tooled leather. Come and look, sisters in Jerusalem. Oh, sisters of Zion, don't miss this. My king lover dressed and garlanded for his wedding, his full heart bursting with joy.
You're so beautiful, my darling, so beautiful, and your dove's eyes are veiled by your hair as it flows and shimmers like a flock of goats in the distance, streaming down a hillside and in the sunshine. Your smile is generous and full, expressive, strong, and clean. Your lips are jewel red, your mouth elegant and inviting, your veiled cheeks soft and also radiant. The smooth, length lines of your neck command notice. All heads turn in awe and admiration. Your breasts are like fawns, twins of gazelles, grazing among the first spring of flowers. The sweet, fragrant curves of your body, the soft, spice contours of your flesh invite me, and I come and I stay until the early dawn breathes its light and night slips away. You're beautiful from head to toe, my dear love, beautiful beyond compare and absolutely flawless. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Leave Lebanon behind and come with me. Leave your high mountains, leave your high mountain hideaway. Abandon your wilderness seclusion where you keep company with lions and panthers, and panthers guard your safety. You've captured my heart, dear friend. You've looked at me and I've fallen in love. One look my way and I was hopelessly in love. How beautiful your love, dear, dear friend. Far more pleasing than fine rare wine. Your fragrance more exciting, exotic than select spices. The kisses of your lips are honey, my love, and every syllable you speak, a delicacy to savor. Your clothes smell like wild outdoors. The fresh scent of high mountains. Dear lover and friend, you're a secret garden, a private and pure fountain. Body and soul, you are a paradise, a whole orchard of succulent fruits, ripe apricots and peaches, oranges and pears, nut trees and cinnamon, and all the scented woods of the forest, mint and lavender, and all the aromatics, a garden fountain sparkling and splashing and fed by spring waters from the Lebanon hills.
Wake up, north wind. Get moving, south wind. Breathe on my garden. Fill the air with spice fragrance. Oh, let my lover enter this garden. Yes, let him eat the fine ripe fruits.
And I went to my garden, dear friend, my best lover, and breathed her sweet fragrance. I ate the fruit and the honey, and I drank the nectar and the wine. Celebrate with me, my friend, and raise your glasses to life and to love. Thank you. So I hope that has been an improvement over the first Sunday, if nothing else. Obviously, you can let your imagination help you with the text as Solomon and his first wife, the Shulamite woman, actually come together for their marriage and start on their honeymoon. So may the Lord bless you with this text. Feel free to read it more. Feel free, as I said in previous occasions, read it in different translations to get a sense of the heart of Solomon as he wrote to his love, and also the heart of the Shulamite woman as she looked at her betrothed. So God bless you and thank you. Service back into the hands of our liturgists.
Amen. Everybody can hear me, right? Halfway through, did I see this going on? Amen. 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 Now we are going to have our moment in Black history. Our brother Jacob Ford is going to come up and deliver. Or is Jackson doing this? Jackson's doing the other thing. That's what I thought. Jacob Ford, come on down.
We're reading about Dr. Ronald McNair.
On February 3rd, 1984, mission specialist and his fellow crew members on Space Shuttle Mission 41B executed the first runway landing of the Challenger at Kennedy Space Center. McNair, a laser physicist, also played a key role in the mission's other first, activating the manned maneuvering unit, operating the Canadian arm, which positioned crew members around the Challenger's payload, and performing numerous mid-deck experiments. In his spare time in space, McNair entertained the other four astronauts with a jazz concert on his saxophone, also a first in space.
McNair's advanced research in laser technology has been instrumental in advancing the uses of lasers. On his last Challenger mission, McNair was responsible for the Spartan Halley, a satellite designed to track the orbit of Halley's Comet. The flight ended in a tragic explosion on January
28, 1986. Amen. Amen. I don't think I see the prices here, do I? No, I do not. Yes, I do. They're right there. Okay. I'm looking over here like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. So next we are going to have our offering. Amen? Offering time? There we go. Amen. Amen. Our sister's always going to come up and do our offering. Amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Cash App, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give live text message, text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To get through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Terra Tabernacle Post Office Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19139. Venmo at Terra Tabernacle 6309. Cash App Terra Tabernacle. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One for yours for free. Tithes offering and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. You may now give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan Ford 2025. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Good job. Good job. Amen. She's off camera and on the way. It's the mom.
Good morning. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to please hit subscribe on our YouTube page and follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you very much. When you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has had the COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay home. So this morning, we are very excited to announce the start of the third year in our church garden. And we, yes, that deserves applause. Yes. And we want your input on what fruits and vegetables you'd like to see this year and hopefully taste. Watch your email for a short 1-minute survey. We want to hear your thoughts and look forward to seeing you for a great year in the garden. As always, we want to remind you that prayer and Bible study is being held on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We meet via Google Meet. The link is hopefully on your screen. Additionally, we are having Sunday school for our youth, which is held between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. via Google Meet. On the screen, you should see the student login links. We look forward to seeing all of our children every second, third, fourth, and fifth Sundays. Our primary classes caters to our 4-year-old to 8-year-olds. Our junior classes caters to our 9 to 12-year-old, and our teen classes are for our 13 to 17-year-olds. And our last announcement, it is still Girl Scout cookie season. Yes! and if you would like to purchase cookies, please click on the QR code for Kennedy, and you can also reach out to Sister Cassandra. Sister Cassandra McCoy to purchase cookies. The cost of the cookies are $5.50 each. If you would like to give a donation via Cookie Share for our sisters Zoe and Zaya, you can reach out to myself, Zakiya Price. And thank you for supporting all of our Girl Scouts.
Amen. With that, I will bring out our pastor. Our benediction. Amen. Can we all stand?
Acknowledge this card. It says, hearts touched by the Lord's kindness can't be but grateful. Thank you so very much. To the Taylor family and Taylor Nation, thank you for your thoughtfulness, your love, and your compassion shown towards our family at the loss of my father. It has sustained me greatly. Love, Sister Marcy and the Abrams family. So I just wanted to share that with you. I know so many of you reached out to Sister Marcy and to the Abrams family. Just going to ask that you continue to pray for them. Also want to share that on this past week, our sister Darlene Presley lost her sister after a long battle with cancer. So I'm going to ask you that you remember both, our sister Marcy and also our sister Darlene Presley, who's also, as many of you know, dealing with her own health challenges, okay? But it's a great joy to see her when she is on for Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. So let's keep these families in prayer, and let's keep love on board. Amen? Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that we have had today to gather and to assemble in your house, to meet here with and among your people, and to open our hearts and ears to your word. We pray that your word would be pressed upon our hearts, that it may make a lasting impression in our memory and in our mind. And as we go forward from this place, help us not to leave your presence, and help your word to abide in us. Each day and everywhere we go, may the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shine brighter and brighter each and every day. So this is our prayer. We ask it in his name and for his glory alone. All of God's people say amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor.